Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Jaquan Harding. Jaquan is a starting running back for the Tiffin Dragons and is one of the top returning players at any level of college football as he rushed for over 1,500 yards and 15 touchdowns this past season. Jaquan, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Hey, I'm just blessed to be here.
Starting it off, Jaquan, it hasn't been a normal offseason. We know there's been a lot of things going on that have prevented people from having a full offseason, as you know, based off of your experience. But how have you been working towards getting to where you want to be for the upcoming season?
Oh, I've just been keeping my head on straight, such as working out at home, whether that's going up and down the stairs, doing core, some balance. I've even also hit the hill as well. But let's just keep my head on straight and making sure I'm just putting in work, getting better every day.
Jack mentioned rush for 1,500 yards, average 141 yards per game. In terms of next season, in terms of numbers, do you have any goals you want to reach?
There are. I want to get over 2,000 at least. But at the end of the day, I just want to win and just have fun with it, really.
Jaquan, thinking about the idea of winning, what do you feel that this Tiffin football team needs to do to go out and win your guys' conference?
Oh, man. To be honest, I feel like we're coming together as a team. But at the end of the day, it's just focusing on the finer details. Like, everyone needs to be disciplined. And I feel like our defense is starting to become more complete, if that makes sense, like as a whole around.
Jaquan, senior year next season, you're going to be a leader on this Tiffin football team. How are you going to take on a leadership role and help the underclassmen get adjusted to the style of play?
Oh, I mean, I'm be everyone's voice. Like, if someone needs to say something, I'm gonna talk to them, see how they feel. And I'm gonna step up to the plate, and whether that's making the play on the field or off the field, and just holding everybody accountable.
Thinking about where you're at now as one of the top players in the entire country, looking back on where you were at a few years ago, who and what helped you get acclimated to the collegiate game?
I would definitely say my mom. Well, definitely my parents, because they helped me throughout the process, because my coach was there for me, but at the same time, he didn't know what he was doing in the recruitment process. But like my parents were there for me. They were there for me when they picked me up. Like, I didn't have no D1 offers. I only had D2 offers. So at the end of the day, they knew what I could do, and I knew what I could do, but they always pushed me to my next limit, and they helped me throughout the whole process.
And Jaquan, like you said, coming from a D2 school, what would you say to anyone who's doubting you?
I would just say, turn on the tape. Tape doesn't lie. Numbers don't either.
Most definitely thinking about where you're at in terms of numbers and production. Do you have any individual goals of not only where you want to be at for eclipsing 2,000 yards, but to get prepared for the NFL, what do you want to show scouts this season?
I want to show scouts how fluent I am at running, because I've been just trying to get flexible every single day by stretching, and I just want to show them that I'm durable and I can produce, whether that's like a 4th-and-1, a 3rd-and-3. I just want to show them that I'm able to be an all-down running back, and I'm able to be on special teams and all that, and show my speed especially.
And Jaquan, your sophomore season, you rushed for 8 touchdowns. Junior season, you rushed for 15 touchdowns after this season by 7 touchdowns. What do you think you did during that offseason to allow you to have such a high level of success?
Well, first off, that started being mental, such as like studying films and studying players throughout the films, like figuring out like if a D ends in a 5, then he might end up stunning out. Just focusing on the finer details and just, like I said, stretching and just focusing on the finer details, really.
You were forced to take a redshirt season, though, in between those years. In what ways do you think, though, dealing with adversity and things of that nature, in what ways do you think that helped your development and progression as a player?
I would say it definitely helped me mentally because it made me sit down and realize that football can be taken away from you any day. So it made me like really lock in. And it definitely made me focus and just think about things like way more precise, I would say.
And Jaquan, in your opinion, as your time at college has gone on and you've seen yourself develop as a top running back, what traits make for a great running back?
Vision, but also patience as well, because you need patience, but at the same time, vision is a top key.
Jaquan, are there any guys in the NFL that you study or take pieces of their game and try and emulate them or add them to yours?
Yes, I would say Saquon Barkley, a little bit of Todd Gurley as well, and some Alvin Kamara.
Film is such an important aspect of the game of football. Jaquan, especially breaking it down on opponents and watching and studying. How have your film studying habits progressed as your collegiate career has gone on?
It's definitely slowed down because in the beginning of my collegiate playing, everything was very fast. And eventually, like, just with more studying and just more time playing the actual game, everything eventually slows down and you just get ahead on everything. And just you get better eventually.
In what ways or in which areas do you feel that your film studying has grown to where, oh, this is the part where I understand this more? And what are you working on in order to get yourself to where you want to be in terms of watching film?
One thing I really worked on was what was I going to do when I got to the second level, because the first level was easy to get by after a while, but the second level was a challenge at first for me. But what made me better was just focusing on finer details such as watching film and just also just practicing, because practice makes permanent. So I would focus on second drill levels as well. And eventually I want to work on my third level speed because I feel like I have a first gear and a second gear, but I feel like I need to work on the third gear, which is going to make me more explosive and elusive.
Jaquan, running back Chris Ivory went through this Tippin football program and was a star at the next level. How has his success motivated you?
It definitely somewhat motivated me because in the back of my head, I was thinking like, this is a small school, but there are plenty of players who came from the school and went to the league. But I would say it was somewhat a little bit of motivation, I would say, just a little bit.
You touched on it a little earlier, Jaquan, dealing with the adversity of not being as a high recruit as your play has shown at the collegiate level. But can you tell us a little bit about your high school career and how you eventually ended up choosing Tiffin?
So eventually my freshman year, I wanted to play varsity, but I ended up not starting because Logan Paul started at running back. And I had to actually lock in and focus on what I wanted to do with my life. And eventually I just fell in love with the game of football. So my sophomore year came around, I started. I ended up having a blast. I had fun. And I ended up having like over 850 yards rushing, which really kind of isn't a lot, but I started ended up getting looks from like Michigan, Ohio State, like a bunch of schools like sending me letters. And my junior year came around, I ended up going to some camps to get more looks. And next thing I know, I ended up getting hurt. So after that year, I had to actually like get better. I had to take I took a step back, but I ended up getting better. But next thing I know, my senior year came around and I ended up having the blast again, and we went out, and I think I ended up having over 1,700 yards rushing and over 2,000 yards purpose. But next thing I know, I had Gary Goff come to my school with another coach. I think his name was Matthew Edwards, and they offered me one of my actually first offers was from Tiffin. So in the back of my head, I liked the school. The cafeteria was awesome. The facilities were great because they had an indoor facility. And I just liked the school overall. And I actually was bought into the coach. I always had in the back of my mind that I wanted to go to Tiffin, but it was just a backup plan. And eventually I ended up getting like more offers from a D2 school. And it ended up being a walk-on from Ball State and Akron. But at the end of the day, I wanted to get my college paid for. So I ended up going to Tiffin because that was the most bought-in school that I was actually into.
And Jaquan, how are you going to describe the football culture at Tiffin?
I would definitely say fun. And one thing we pride ourselves on is our effort. Because without effort, you can always get beat because hard work always beats talent.
And thinking about hard work beats talent, the idea of where you've come from, how would you describe the mentality that you need to have in order to be a successful running back?
I would say cutthroat, because you just need to know every play, your team needs you. You can't let up, because once you let up is when things start to go wrong.
Jaquan, for you, what's a typical game day like, and what's it like playing at your home stadium?
I would say somewhat calm, because at first it's not too many people there. But like I said, you just got to be focused. And like at the end of the day, people know that you got to give effort on every play. And eventually, once the game starts, or not even before the game starts, during halftime, not halftime, the coin toss, people are just in the stands, just having fun, just lit, you know, just having fun. But once the game starts, it's over with. I'm not even looking at the stands. I'm just lit as a team, really.
And Jaquan, if you had the opportunity to play against any D1 football team, what team would it be and why?
I would say LSU now, because they just won the Natty, but also because their defense is very good. And it would show where I would stand as a player.
Teams like LSU, obviously great, but at any level, there's a lot of really talented players. We see numerous guys we've had on the podcast, a bunch, who have been drafted extremely high from the FCS D2 and D3 level. How is going up against some of these top-tier players help your development on the field?
I would say that it shows where I would stand, because at the end of the day, we're just playing ball. It's nothing too serious. Just play football. Get backyard ball.
And Jaquan, out of all the defenders that you've gone up against last season and the seasons before, was there a certain player that stuck out to you as the best that you had to go up against?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's actually on my team. His name is Charlie Cleveland. Keep him on your radar. I'm telling you, that man is a beast. That man is an absolute beast. He would get in the backfield. He would make me have a fast twitch. So I would always have to have a hole in the back of my mind. Where am I going to go once he gets in the backfield? So he keeps me on my toes literally every day. So I would say Charlie Cleveland.
He'll definitely be on our radars. When thinking about Charlie and having such a good defender on your team, how do you guys help each other out to make sure that you're playing at the best of your ability? Because you two are some of the best at the collegiate level.
That's a great question, because Charlie and I critique each other. So if I need to hit the hole either faster or hit the hole in a specific play, Charlie would tell me that. Or I'll tell Charlie the same thing, vice versa. Critique each other, because at the end of the day, we both want to get better. Be great.
And Jaquan, in your opinion, how important is it for you to have strong relationships with your teammates, not only on the field, but also off the field?
It's a big part, because you need to make sure everyone's doing their thing, because you can't just be out here just doing anything. Because if we're all not on the same page, then you're just there. You want to be able to do something at the same time. You don't want to just be there.
Jaquan, what would you want scouts, GMs, future coaches who are going to have you at the NFL, what would you want them to know about who they're getting in yourself in the locker room?
I would say you're getting a leader, a workhorse, and I would say a genuine man. I'm very honest, and my effort is always 100%, no matter what it is, football or not.
And Jaquan, hypothetical question. You mentioned Saquon Barkley that you're watching film, but if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I would say Marshawn Lynch, because he's just he's a different animal. And if I could, like, if I could train with him, I feel like I would be up there.
Marshawn's a good choice. And have you thought at all? I know it's a ways away. Have you thought about at all about signing an NFL contract? And what would be the first thing you'd want to do with a signing bonus?
The first thing I would want to do is probably buy my grandma a house. If not, I'd probably get a car. Nothing too big, you know. And then if not, invest eventually.
Jaquan, for the last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you can give to them?
That's the process. Because eventually, in the long run, everything is just is going to work out. Because I know, like, everyone goes through something, and you're going to have to go through adversity, whether that's not playing when you're not able to, whether that's off the field, like someone dies in your family. Just trust the process, because in the long run, it's going to be worth it.
That was Jaquan Hardy with the Tiffin football team. We really appreciate your time, and we're wishing you best of luck next season.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. And God bless. You guys stay good.